Megillah, Perek Alf, Mishnah Beis. Ketzat. So how did all these days work out? Chal Yos Yom Arba Asar B'Sheni. If the 14th fell out on a Monday, Kfarim Vayaros Kedolos Karim Bo B'Yom. So the Kfarim and the large cities would read it on the 14th, because the Kfarim, it is a Yom HaKnisa anyway, so read it that same day. U'mukafos Chom Olamachar. And they would read Shushan Purim, which is their set day. Chal Yos B'Shlishi Or B'Revi. If it would fall out on Tuesday or Wednesday, Kfarim Makdim Yom HaKnisa. The Kfarim would read on Monday. So if the 14th is on Wednesday, Monday is the 12th. If the 14th was on Tuesday, Monday is the 13th. Vayaros Kedolos Karim Bo B'Yom. And the large cities would read that day, meaning the 14th, whether it's Tuesday or Wednesday. U'mukafos Chom Olamachar. U'mukafos Chom would read the next day, which is the 15th. Chalios B'Chamishi, if it would fall out on Thursday, Kfarim Vayaros Kedolos Karim Bo B'Yom. Kfarim Vayaros Kedolos, they would read that day. It is the Yom HaKnisa, so the Kfarim would read that day too. U'mukafos Chom Olamachar. U'mukafos Chom, the walled cities would read the next day, on Shushan Purim. Chalios Erev Shabbos, if it fell out on Erev Shabbos. So now, Kfarim Makdim L'Yom HaKnisa. The Kfarim, the villagers, would go back to the day before Thursday. Vayaros Kedolos U'mukafos Chom Karim Bo B'Yom. Vayaros Kedolos would read the Megillah Erev Shabbos. However, this is the big difference. The Mukafos Choma that normally they would read on the 15th, now the 15th is Shabbos, they would read on Erev Shabbos, the same day as the Yaros Kedolos. And the reason they don't go back to the Yom HaKnisa, once you're already moving their day, why not go to the Yom HaKnisa? Because we're going to see that that's what we do with the Yaros Kedolos when their day falls out on Shabbos. And that's because the Gemara darshins that those that are in a walled city, their Megillah reading should never come before the people in a large city. So that's why it happens on the 14th, the same day that the people in the larger cities are reading. Now, why can't you read the Megillah on Shabbos? Why did they have to go and read it the day before? Because the gzeira that a person may take it and bring it for Amos and carry the Megillah on Shabbos to go learn to read it, and you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. Unlike a Sefer Torah, the Mefarshim explain, there's no problem, because since it's available the whole week, nobody's going to make the mistake to carry it on Shabbos. And the reason that we don't go the next day, why are we going earlier, maybe just have the people in the walled city just go to Tezayin, because the Megillah says, V'lo Yavor, you shouldn't pass over the days of the Megillah, so that's why we don't go further. Next case, Cholios B'Shabbos, if the 14th falls out on Shabbos, Kfarim V'Yaros Kedolos Makdimim V'Karon L'Yom HaKnisa, both the Kfarim and the Yaros Kedolos, since it's Shabbos now, they also go back to the Yom HaKnisa, which is Thursday. So they could have went back one day, the big city, if it fell out on Shabbos. They could have went back to Erev Shabbos, but nevertheless, once they're going back, they should go back to the Yom HaKnisa. U'mukafos Choma L'machar. U'mukafos Choma would read the Megillah the day after the 14th, meaning on the 15th. So everybody would be reading. They'd be reading on the 13th, the Kfarim and the Yaros Kedolos the 13th, which is a Thursday. And the U'mukafos Choma would read on Sunday, the 15th. And what's interesting is, for the people in the walled cities, when Purim would fall out on Shabbos, there are those that learn that the Sudas Purim would be on the 14th, the day that they would read the Megillah, but there are those that learn that the Sudas of Purim would be on Tezayin after Shabbos. And the Rab brings Yushalmi's Mashma this way, that the Suda, and also Mishloach Manos, which is for the Tzaruch of the Suda, that's done on Sunday, on Tezayin. So it would come out that there's like almost like a three-day Purim for them. Erev Shabbos, the 14th, they read the Megillah, Matanos Levyonim. On the 15th, which is their normal day of Purim, they'd read the Parsha Vayavo Amalek on Shabbos, and they read the Haftarah Pakadati, and they would darshan the Hilchos Purim all day, and then on Tezayin they would have the Suda and Mishloach Manos. Cholios Achara Shabbos, if your dollar fell out on Sunday, Kfarim Makdim L'Yom HaKnisa, the Kfarim would go back to Thursday. This is the case of the 11th of the month. This is the earliest scenario. Vayaros Kedolos Karim Bo B'Yom, and the large cities would read that day, Mekafos Chom L'Machar, and then Mekafos Chom would read the next day on Tezvav. And the Rav explains, like the Gemara says, this is only during the time that the Jews were on their land and the Shluchei Beis Din were going out to tell them when Beis Din was Mekadosh the Chodesh. Aval b'zman hazeh, everybody would use Megillah reading as a marker to know when Pesach is, that it's 30 days later. And if we allow them to make it on the 11th, the 12th, they may mistakenly think that Pesach is on the 11th or the 12th of the next month. So therefore, they read it specifically on the 14th, just like everybody else.